Hi, this is John DeLancey, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello, and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
We're putting out like one of these a month.
So we've been busy and all that good real life stuff that, yeah. So geek content, well, we got to talk about, Flashing Batman.
And no. We're not flashing him. No.
Well, I don't know what they want to do about it, but that's what we're supposed to be talking about. That, and we got the Ahsoka trailer for the new Ahsoka series coming from Disney Plus, and we got Power Rangers Once and Always. But as always, we must start at the 5-year mission, or the at this point for us, our 15-year mission. So what would you like to say, sir, all about your trek through the stars?
Oh, so you're saying Star Trek?
Your trek through the stars.
Yes. If you... Let's put it this way. If you didn't like Picard Season 1 or Season 2... you're going to love Season 3. I'm debating whether I want to give spoilers to people or not. Because it's like fresh and brand new.
Yeah. Let's not do that, but let's talk about your other side project that you're doing because of this. Tell people about your hosting with Hank.
Oh, yeah. I've been hosting or co-hosting a... Mandalorian podcast with Hank Davis.
I thought you guys were talking Star Trek too, but
yeah, no, we were talking Star Wars.
Yeah, see, folks, he talks Star Trek here, but he talks Star Wars over there. Traitor!
No, it's
I needed a
co-host for the Mandalorian, and I happen to be readily available. And I've enjoyed the. There's definitely been some parallels. In certain aspects where they're definitely pulling from Trek, where Trek and Star Wars are pulling from each other in this modern last like 3 years.
Yeah.
Some of the ideas. The Mandalorian's been good, but definitely with kind of wandering aimlessly this season.
Well, and it's funny you say that because...
Until the last episode.
Right, and I understand that. Well, we haven't, as of this recording, we have not
seen second and last episode, I mean.
Yes, yeah. So, it's funny you say that, because Star Wars Celebration just happened, and somebody asked Favreau and Filoni about Mando, and how the show, you know, is now versus what it was when it began. And the basic, from what I remember from watching this on their YouTube channel, on the Star Wars, I believe it's either on the Hasbro channel or the Star Wars channel, I forget. It's one of those channels. I'll have the link in the show notes, folks. They asked the question, like, how far has Mando as a series come since Season 1? And John and Dave were like, well, Season 1 Mando is basically we're introducing a new character, we're doing this, we're going on his journey, blah, 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 and all this and all that. And what they had to say about Season 3 of Mando, without spoiling anything, was we are now introducing him to the larger expanse of the Star Wars universe. So that's why it feels different in Season 3, is that it's not just his story anymore. It's that's why we had the episode with the stupid doctor and all that. And I was really taken out of that episode. I was like, why are we introducing all these characters when you only have, you're only giving them 8 episodes per season, which is fine. Whatever, that's a whole other discussion for a different day. But like, And you're now introducing a whole new storyline in the middle of this? Really? So,
well, the other thing too is there's been notes that he doesn't want to come back.
Yeah, Pedro. there's been news of that, yeah.
Which, the way they left it in the second and last episode.
Yeah.
Definitely leaves it open for
somebody else to, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And hey, if that's, you know what? Look, the first two seasons were great. I absolutely love them. And we'll get to them eventually. And the third season, I've enjoyed it. It was more of like where that one episode was placed within the season to me. Like we were trying, you know, like we were doing this whole thing with Mando and Bo-Katan and all that. And then all of a sudden, in the midst of all of this, here's this whole episode that has nothing to do with that whole story. And I'm like, wait, what? Like that was my problem with it. It was where it showed up. It wasn't that a completely new and different story happened. It was where it happened that I had the problem. And, you know, it is what it is and whatever. And if he doesn't want to come back, he doesn't want to come back. It's going to suck, but I don't know.
I think they're slowly turning it into the Bo-Katan show.
Oh, absolutely they are.
And yeah, I don't see it continuing with Mando.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've kind of gotten his story. I mean, we haven't probably gotten all of his story, but we've gotten enough of his story in two full seasons that, you know, it's time to, you know, I mean, I don't want them. I mean, obviously, it can still be called The Mandalorian because she is a Mandalorian and it's about Mandalorians and Mandalore and all of that. I hope they, if this is Pedro's last hurrah, I hope they give the character a good send off, or they give the character, and I don't think that they wouldn't give the good character a good send off or whatever, but like, I don't know. They got us with this whole Mando Grogu, you know, father son sort of thing from the beginning, and now it's like, oh, okay, well, Here's Grogu's new mom. And that's fine. It is what it is. It's the way it happens and whatever else. But who knows?
We'll shall see.
Yes, we will have to wait and see what happens in the season finale of Mando. And if he wanted to come back, they could do guest spots. Like if Mando season 4 is not going to happen for a while. If at all. Who knows? We don't know, folks. I'm just saying that to say this. He could do a guest spot in Ahsoka or something. Like, you could always just leave it open for the guy to come back and do it if he wants to.
True.
So, all right. Once and always.
Once and always. Yes.
Those trailers. Oh, boy. Whew. New command center.
Revived Alpha 5.
Yep. It's going to be interesting in a couple of days when Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always comes out. And I like that they're doing it as a special, that it is on its own, that it's not just the reunion within whatever the current season is. I think the current season is Cosmic Fury is coming. Beast Fury or Dino Fury or whatever was the most recent series, but Cosmic, and I kind of like how they're doing this whole Dino Fury super whatever, but like this whole Beast Morphers and then Dino Fury and Cosmic Fury. I kind of like how they're kind of changing the title up a little bit to obviously fit the setting, but what I'm really digging is that this is to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the franchise this year. It's completely its own thing, doesn't need to be tied into any other series kind of thing, and they're bringing back who they can bring back, and it's cool.
I think it's funny that they're mixing some of the replacement actors with some of the originals.
Well, you mean like Rocky, Adam, and Aisha and all that?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't... I mean,
they're mixing in a different dynamic the original core group.
Yeah. Well, I see them as all Rangers really now.
Yeah, I mean, I see that too, but I just... Yeah. I mean, when they retired and left.
I don't know if you... I don't think you've continued on reading the Boom Studios comics, but the Boom Studios comics actually gave an answer, and it had nothing to do with the peace conference, as to why they actually left. And it actually made sense, and it turned into a really awesome storyline, making the original Black, Yellow, and Red Rangers the Omega Rangers in the comics. And it's badass and cool. But no, I love the whole mix of Rocky and Billy and Zach with Kat. And I love mixing up the original team because it adds new dynamics.
Well, and then they also have a different, technically, leader for this group.
Yep. So that's going to be exciting. I'm going to be up at 3 a.m. waiting for that to hit Netflix in 2 days. So can't wait to watch that. And that's most likely going to be the 70th episode of From the Command Center. I got to get Scotty Cash back on board and all that good stuff and everything else. And, you know... Power Rangers, yay! I actually just found a guy on Instagram because I follow... I don't know if you watch any of his videos, but he's been doing it for a couple of years or a number of years now. It's a guy on YouTube called The Sixth Ranger.
No.
Okay, well, anyway. I follow him on Instagram as well as YouTube, whatever else, and he shared somebody's art on Instagram. I started looking through it. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, if, as of this moment, the sound of my voice, if you go look at my Instagram stories, it's just me sharing all of the posts. Because Instagram is weird that way. They're like, oh, we're going to let you share this to your story, but you can't actually share this to your timeline. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So, but I like the guy that I found. I like his art style that he's doing with the characters. It's... I don't want to say it's chibi because it's not real. I guess technically it could be, but it's it is really cool that he's going through to celebrate 30 years, and he's just doing this on his own for fun. He's not doing it to, you know, sell them or anything like that, but he's gone through every iteration. So far, I think he's hit up to Lost Galaxy. So very cool. And then there was the time we flashed Batman.
No, we don't. We don't flash him.
That trailer. Oh, boy.
I'm the most excited for Keaton.
Oh, absolutely.
He looks spectacular still in the Batsuit.
Yep.
And I could care less about...
Mm-hmm. Them.
Yep. The Flash.
Yeah. I mean, the mind boggles as to why this, other than Keaton, why this movie is still happening with that person. Mess. Because, like, you should have just got Grant, because Grant is a far superior Flash.
Or just recast like they did with the first Iron Man movie to the second Iron Man movie.
Yeah. You don't get no next time, baby, as cool as that would have been, but you don't get it, sadly. But the funny thing is with this Flash movie is that, like you said, we're getting Michael Keaton Batman. And Funko has done a Batman in Batwing pop ride. It is sitting over on my shelf. And it is amazing. It is so cool. Oh, it's so fun. It's basically his figure, his design in the Batwing from the movie. But when I saw that trailer, I was like, oh, the car. Chicks dig the car. Like, oh, when I saw the Batmobile, I was like, Batmobile. Yay. Let's go. Let's do this. Yeah. So, yeah. Maybe they should have called it the Bat Flash movie. Because, really, that's all we really care about is...
Or maybe they should have done the proper thing and then skipped to Batman Beyond with Keaton as Old Man Bruce.
Yes, yes, we know. I know you want that more than anything, and I do too at this point now that sadly the one true Batman is no longer with us, but I just don't know if they're ever gonna... I mean, oh, that was the other news. So we have The Flash, but we also have James Gunn coming in like a wrecking ball and saying, here's the slate, folks. Basically the Kevin Feige of the DC Universe. Which is, they're hitting the ground running. Got to give them that.
I think it's going to be bad.
I don't think it could be any worse than it already is. I mean, DC films have never been.
No, they've never been really that good. But
yeah.
Reeves and Keaton were about the pinnacle. Mm-hmm. And everything since is downfall.
Yeah, I'm just... like, yeah. So here's the, all right, so here's the slate under gun. Under the gun. Oh god. Oh boy. So we've got the Superman Legacy, The Authority, Brave and the Bold, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, Swamp Thing. Those are films. And the new DCU TV shows, Creature Commandos, Waller, Booster Gold, Lanterns, Paradise Lost, and that's all that I see in this first link that I clicked on. But, you know, I mean, hey, if anybody can elevate DC, it's James Gunn.
Well, and he's talked about doing a DC Marvel crossover.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely, absolutely. That would be interesting. That'd be a lot of fun.
I could see it happening with him in charge, though.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look what he's done with Guardians. I mean, you know. Yeah, absolutely. Could most definitely see that happening. Anything else you want to talk about?
Again, like, and then Star Wars, their...
Oh, the Ahsoka trailer.
Yeah, well, and then they're bringing Rey back for another movie. Yep. That's my opinion, too.
You know what, folks? Jar Jar may have been bad 20 years ago. Jar Jar ain't got nothing on Rey. Jar Jar is a far superior... Jar Jar Binks is a far superior character to Rey Skywalker.
And I feel bad for the actor, because he caught such crap for that character.
Yep.
And then he got to come back and play a Jedi.
Yep.
That saved Grogu.
Yep.
So.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that he was able to get redemption so many years later.
Yeah. Did Lucas originally say he had 12 films planned, correct? Like, this is way back when, before all the...
He had nine.
He had nine. I thought he said he had 12.
No. He had ideas for 12, but...
Right.
He had the first nine written, and they basically took the last three, you know, 7, 8, 9, and threw the script out.
Yeah. Right, but I'm saying, like, initially he said it was going to be, like, the Star Wars universe was going to be a 12-part epic. I remember an interview with him somewhere where he did say that, and you're right. What he went on to elaborate was that he does have, you know, the first nine, but he had the ideas for 10, 11, and 12. As long as Rey gets killed off, you know, in the first 5 minutes of episode 10, I'll be happy.
Yeah, it's not going to be continuing the episode lines, as far as I know. They're just going to be a separate movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that what I was reading anyway. Yeah, they're saying The Force Awakens will always be a feel-good film on Collider, is what they say. And it wasn't that feel-good. It was a direct copy. But, yeah. Their idea with her, I think, is to reboot the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the full info on it. I just know that they've talked to her and she's coming back for a race-centric amount of films. Yeah. So.
So I'm on Screen Rant, and Screen Rant posted this March of this year, March 16th of this year. So this news is pretty much a month old. Disney is developing a handful of Star Wars movies, and one of them is rumored to continue the mainline saga with Star Wars Episode 10, while Lucasfilm has been releasing blah, 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 blah. You know, oh, wow, somebody even did an Episode X Star Wars logo thing. Interesting.
Well, Ahsoka is going to have Star Wars Rebels continuation.
Yep, absolutely.
Which will be nice, because Rebels was pretty good.
Yeah. I just never...
And then Hayden Christensen's coming back as Anakin.
Yep.
I don't know if he'll be a Force ghost or if he'll be, you know, just like a flashback or what.
Yeah.
And then they've got the Ezra Bridger, Sabine Wren...
Yeah.
Ahsoka Tano, Hera Syndulla.
I need to
Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah, Grand Admiral Thrawn. Everybody's been talking about Grand Admiral Thrawn. I need to watch Rebels. I have never watched it because at the time when it was airing, I watched, I think, the first like 7 or 8 episodes of it. And at the time, what I remember is I didn't give two craps about Ezra. I think Zeb was my favorite character, but Ezra. Yeah,
Zeb was in Rebels. But he was also in a recent episode of Mandalorian. Mando,
right. Yeah, I know.
Which I was like, yes, they brought back Steve Bloom.
Yeah. Hey, absolutely. They got to do that, right? But yeah, Ezra, I've never cared about him. So I'm currently in the midst of. A couple of years ago, I started a Clone Wars marathon. I say a marathon for a couple of years ago. There was a point where I ended up watching 5 of the seasons, like within 6 months. And then I just kind of slowed down and stopped on Clone Wars. And I'm in the midst of, I think I just finished season 6, episode 11, which was Destiny. Maybe it was the one where Yoda goes to Dagobah and he hears Qui-Gon, and obviously Liam Neeson returns as the voice of Qui-Gon and all that. And I really like seeing Dagobah in the Clone Wars animation style. So I'm going to be finishing Clone Wars. I'm going to be starting Rebels, all before I end up obviously watching Ahsoka. But yeah, I think that's right now because of the way that in season 6 of Clone Wars, of where the story is, that's what I'm missing from Clone Wars is Ahsoka, because she's there, but the stories aren't following her, like, you know, whatever. So, yeah, and I'm really going to be interested to see what they do with her in Rebels, so.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they do. I'm not a huge fan of, like, because I didn't watch Clone Wars, and I honestly don't care to pick it up.
If you've already seen Rebels to the point where, you know what I mean, like, you should be more than fine with Ahsoka. You don't, like, I just picked it up because I had never, and everyone's always talking about how great it is, and it's great. Absolutely it is. I'm not saying it isn't. I just kind of wanted, like, I remember starting to watch it. I just never finished it kind of thing, and then I wanted to go back and do all that. But, yeah, if you've seen all of Rebels, you should be more than fine to watch Ahsoka. So,
but yeah, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do and kind of going from there. And I'll check it out for sure. I just hope it's not as much of a cluster as like Book of Boba Fett was.
I still can't watch that show.
It was terrible. It was so bad they had to bring in Mando halfway through, and then they brought in Luke Skywalker for an episode.
Yep. Those are probably the only two episodes of that show I would even watch. I tried watching the first, like, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes of the first episode. He's in the freaking tank. Once again, the character means nothing. Like, useless character kind of thing. But yeah, those are probably the only two episodes of Book of Fett that I would watch. But yeah, Ahsoka, and I really kind of want to take a look at Visions. Visions is it's sort of the anime of Star Wars, but it's like, it's the one where it's like all, like, each episode is a different director. Each episode is a different animation. So I say it's anime, but it may not really be. It's different things, but it's an animated thing is what I'm trying to get at. Because they just also released the Visions Chapter 2 or Part 2 or Volume 2 trailer for that as well. So I saw that and I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, man, Star Wars is Star Wars everywhere.
Yep, and Star Trek is as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing the finale of Picard Season 3.
Yep.
And seeing Strange New World Season 2.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to seeing, hopefully, the actual final batch of Season 1 episodes of Transformers Earth Spark. I hope that happens this year and does not. I hope they don't wait on the, like, I know we're in April, so we got some time. But Season 1 of Earth Spark should end sometime before 2023 ends, and then they can kind of tease a second season for 2024 for the 40th anniversary of the brand. But, you know.
Time will tell.
Time will tell, and that's just me trying to think logically. So.
So I think that about wraps it up for this episode. Is there anything that the fans or the listeners are looking forward to seeing this year or checking out, or if there's something you think we should check out, let us know. They can email us feedback@geekcastradio.com. They can also let us know on the website, or they can hit us up on the socials. Mine is at SCP21 and yours is Sir.
TFU and Mike.
So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.